Good afternoon. My name is Adante Pointer. I'm an attorney with the Law Offices of John Burris. Called this press conference today here with the family of the young man, Kenneth Harding, who was shot and killed July 16th, 2011. To my left, we have his mother, Miss Denica Chapman, as well as aunties, uncles, as well as a host of community leaders who may address you as well today. But we are here today because of what is, by all forms of explanation, a tragedy, a shocking incident that has brought the community together and has brought us here seeking answers. The Law Offices of John Burris, myself included, are here to assist this family with getting the answers they deserve, the answers they're entitled to, answers as to how this incident took place. We know, based upon the police department's shifting stories, conflicting statements, allegations and claims and retractions, that the truth seems to be far from at hand. A truth that, once again, the family is entitled to, that the family demands, and that we expect San Francisco Police Department to behave in a manner that's transparent so that the community may have trust and have some credibility as it relates to what took place. Because when you have a situation where there's videotape and there's many witnesses who come out and say that it happened a particular way, and you have the police department that sets forth allegations and claims that it happened another way, but as the days go on and more investigation takes place, those stories continuously shift. So what we have are explanations and excuses built on a foundation of shifting sands. And that's nothing that you can build any type of trust or credibility with in a situation as critical as this. And so what we call on, once again, is for the San Francisco Police Department and all law enforcement agencies who have been involved in this investigation to make available to the family, to my law firm, to the community, the fruits of that investigation, so that we ourselves may evaluate what took place and draw our conclusions and give this grieving mother, this mourning family, this community that has suffered for way too long, and this community who is needing and seeking some type of logical explanation as to what happened, as opposed to what amounts to be knee-jerk speculation. And so we ask once again that coroner's investigative report, medical examiner reports, witness statements, any surveillance video, computer automated dispatch, 911 calls, witness statements, all of these different things, the GSR test results, that these things be made available to this family so that they may have the closure that they are entitled to.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, we also are here today to address what amounts to be a concerted attack upon the young man, the decedent's character, upon his reputation, and that has been leaked out and put out into the press and the media for a person who's no longer here to even defend themselves.
That's right.
But a person who, despite his background, does not justify being killed in the manner in which it took place.
Right.
And with that being said, what we are here to offer and to tell and to share is that this is a young man who was loved by his family, and his family loved him back. He had many relatives here in the San Francisco Bay Area. We do not agree, and we refute and reject the claim that he was here on the run. And we want to make it known that this was a person, a young man, that actually was enrolled in college, was expected to go to college in the fall, And that obviously has been cut short. His life was cut short, needlessly. And we are here to get to the bottom of that. Now, with that being said, we are calling and appealing because we know that there were potentially hundreds of people there on the scene in this community who saw what took place, some of which have already made statements in the media, some of which have already made contact with my office and others. But we know there are more. There are more persons who are out there who saw what took place. And we need them to find their voice, to find their courage, to contact my office, to contact these community leaders, who I'm sure will get them in contact with me and my firm, so that we can get this family to the truth, which is what they deserve. Now, with that being said, are there any questions at this time of myself? Yes.
It's been said with all the controversy, but how far was the fire department from the scene of this tragic situation? And had that been a police officer down, how quick would the fire department come? Because my understanding is that they left the young man out there for a half hour, and that's criminal.
Well, you know, it's clear from videotape produced that I have myself personally reviewed, as well as I'm sure these community members who are far more familiar with the particular neighborhood than even myself, that fire department, emergency personnel were closer, what you would expect them to have responded much quicker. And for those officers on the scene, you would have expected them to administer some type of medical life-saving care, whether that would have been to compress the wound, whether that would have to provide some type of comfort and dignity as opposed to what we all have tragically seen, which is a young man grasping for air, a young man bleeding to death on the sidewalk in a public spectacle type of way.
I'm told that the department, fire department was about 7 blocks away.
Yes.
Which
approximately.
Means that there would only be about 2 minutes lag time at best, not a half an hour.
That makes sense to me.
So
yes.
Well,
you know, if you're asking me to trust in that account, if I had trusted in all the other accounts, where would I be today? So I don't put much credence in that at this point in time. You know, I want to be able to have the documents so that we can evaluate and make a decision for ourselves, as opposed to relying upon what may just be another assertion, another allegation, another claim that ultimately may be rescinded and something else trotted out for the public to believe.
Does the same go for the police statement that he shot at them first and then they shot back?
Well, as you may be aware, there are eyewitnesses, there are persons from that community who claim this young man never fired a shot and that he was in full sprint ahead. And so, you know, that's inconsistent with what the police have said. And what we're here to do is to get to the bottom of this incident and discover and find out what the truth is. And that's what we are here to do today, and that's what we will do going forward. Yes?
How much communication have you had with the police so far, and do you have any indication if they're going to share any of the evidence and calls that you're asking?
Well, you know, there has not been much communication directly from my office to the police department. We're in an early stage, but we definitely have gone out there, and we plan to make these formal requests, and we fully expect the police, since they are saying that they want to, you know, make this stuff available to the community, have the community's trust and credibility with the community, we fully expect them to cooperate with our office and make those records available to us so that we can make an independent determination of what actually took place.